This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Later this month, Pope Francis will be visiting Washington. He'll become the first pope to address a joint session of Congress, and that should be pretty interesting. Pope Francis's focus on income inequality and his comments about redistribution of wealth have caused some consternation among American conservatives. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons digs into the pope's economic philosophy.
In the Pope's first days, he promised a renewed focus on the poor and shed the luxury of his office. He helped to engineer a thaw in relations between Washington and Havana, and he even denounced trickle-down economics.
Here in the United States, for example, it's quite common to believe that the common good is automatically the result of the unhindered workings of the free market.
That's Stephen Schneck, director of the Institute for Policy Research and Catholic Studies at the Catholic University of America.
And for this pope and for Catholic teaching in general, that's not quite right.
Schneck says the pope's philosophy is that the common good sets the principles and the market should be organized to support those principles. Federico Finkelstein, chair of the history department at the New School, says Francis is a conservative in the global sense. It's just that his economic outlook doesn't fit in the political binary that divides Republicans and Democrats.
It is mistaken to take the pope's position on inequality through the lenses of what is right and what is left.
Pope Francis's focus on the poor and the distribution of wealth is a product of what he experienced as a priest ministering in the slums of Buenos Aires.
Historically, Latin America has been the most unequally distributed economic system in the world.
That's Father Matthew Carnes, a Jesuit priest and professor of government at Georgetown University.
He grew up on a regular basis seeing people left, as he would say, on the margins.
But as you may have noticed, the concept of income inequality is assuming a more prominent role in American political discourse. Pope Francis may have the opportunity to push the debate forward. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.